The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
For the last word on travel, Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie, wants to bring us to a place called Ras Al Khaimah. Is that how I pronounce it correctly?
I think Khaimah, but yeah, pretty much Ras Al Khaimah, I think, is the exact pronunciation. But yeah, I'm sure it's going to be relatively new to most listeners. And while it was on my radar for a while, it was only when I really started investigating it and researching, I realised like how much there was to do there. It's quite an exciting new destination, really.
Where is it?
It's in the Emirates, it's in the UAE, it's one of the seven Emirates, and it's the northernmost Emirates, so it's beside Oman. And it's quite a different landscape. I mean, you've got amazing beaches and you've got obviously the desert, but it's also got the highest mountains in the UAE, which is really, I suppose, what the big selling point, what differentiates it from everything else over there. You've got this huge focus on adventure tourism, and that's really what everybody's talking about.
And what do you mean by adventure tourism?
Well, the world's longest zip line is there, which is quite extraordinary, really, when you think of it. A lot of people haven't even heard of Ras Al Khaimah, and that's where you can ride the longest zip line. You get up to 150 kilometres per hour. It's nearly 3 kilometres in length. It lasts 3 minutes, and you're right across the mountain peaks, the tallest mountains in the UAE. So it looks really incredible. I was watching a couple of YouTube videos on it, and it's obviously not for the faint-hearted, but like the minimum weight is 40 kilos. So even from, you know, if you have like teenagers who are into thrill seeking rides or things like that, like it would be good for them as well.
Okay. And then other adventure things are such as a toboggan ride down the Hajar mountain range.
Yeah, this is another one, a little bit less less adventurous than the zip line, but again, ideal for families. It's like a kind of a toboggan ride or like an alpine coaster you might see in Austria or somewhere like that, and it seats two people, so ideal for a parent and child. The minimum age in that is only 3, but it covers like 1,850 metres. You get up to 40 kilometres per hour, so it's 8 minutes long. Like it's a pretty cool ride, a cool thing to do as well. There's also like a sort of a one-of-a-kind aviation facility there where you can do hot air balloon rides, you can do aerobatic G-force aerobatic flights, you can do tandem skydiving. So a huge amount of adventure activities that you would never, or I didn't even realise was there until I started researching it.
Okay, and then other things that you can do, such as going on a desert safari where you can go glamping.
Yeah, I mean, like if you think of places like Dubai, you know, the desert safaris are usually one of the top things people will do. And it's no different here in Ras Al Khaimah. You've got your traditional kind of dune bashing, you know, you go to a Bedouin camp and you do stargazing at nighttime and things like that. And that is all fabulous. But what's really cool about this is you can actually overnight in the desert. So there's loads of different camps there. One of the particular popular ones is called Dunes Camp. And they have the traditional desert safari activities, but you can glamp in like dome tents. They even have tree houses so you can stay overnight. And like the prices are actually really reasonable. There's also a Ritz-Carlton out in the desert, which looks insane. That's one thing I should say about Ras Al Khaimah when you think about Dubai. I should say it's only an hour's drive from Dubai. So for people who are considering, you know, a holiday Dubai or a stopover, this is would be a lot more reasonable. You've got those luxury hotels that are more reasonably priced, a bit more relaxed atmosphere in general, other than the adventure side. But like the Ritz-Carlton out in the middle of the desert, like it just looks insane, looks incredible.
Okay, and there's a Bear Grylls camp as well.
Yeah, this is a big coup for them, I think. Bear Grylls camp are huge in the UK, but the only other one, at least that I'm aware of, is in Sani Resort in Greece, which is the ultimate, one of the best family resorts in the world. And but there's also one in Ras Al Khaimah. And you can do like a 4-hour course. We did a 4-hour course before as a family, and it's absolutely brilliant. You know, you learn to build, make fires without matches and just basic survival skills, but it's a really cool thing to do. But you can also do an overnight one. So it's a 24-hour family survival course. So you learn all your to build a fire and build a shelter and navigate at night and all those things. And then you put everything you've learned to use the next day. And like I just checked the price on that for a family of four for 24 hours, like it works out at €244. Like I just think the value is really, really good there. And so many of these activities are so unique, and there's so many luxury hotels. Like I think the price is a big factor as well.
Okay, and other attractions. Tell us about Restaurant 1484 by Puro.
Yeah, this is the highest restaurant in the UAE. It's in those same mountains, the Jebel Jais Mountains I was talking about, where all the adventure activities are. So you have these floor-to-ceiling windows if you want to sit inside. There's also outdoor terraces as well. And bear in mind, like, it does get a lot cooler up in the mountains, so you're not going to be basking in 40 degrees of heat if you're sitting outside. But it's an international menu, so you've got everything all over the world, dishes from Italy. They even have fish and chips from England. They have all the top dishes from different, the reviews on TripAdvisor are excellent. They've also a lot of local dishes. It just looks like a really not cool place to go or somewhere, again, unique activity to do when you're there.
Okay, and tell us about the UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Yeah, this is on its tentative list. It's it's called the Deia Fort. So it's on the UNESCO World Heritage tentative list, and it's got these panoramic views over to Oman and down to the sea. And you need to climb 239 steps to get to it, but it's the only hill fort remaining in the UAE. So it's obviously very interesting from a history point of view. And then there's another fortress built on top of it in the 19th century, because it was a battle there between British troops and local tribes. So there's a lot to take in. They're talking about turning the entire area into an archaeology park. So there is a little bit of culture there. The pearl industry was huge before oil was discovered there as well. And there's a really interesting pearl farms where you can go out on traditional pearl fishing boats and hear the stories about how the pearl divers used to look for pearls. And so there is, you know, as well as adventure, there is a bit of culture as well. And of course, you've got the fabulous beaches and the luxury hotels and things like that as well.
Now, there's a listener here who says, I don't fancy that adventure holiday there. As a gay man in the UAE, I'll give that a hard pass. 6 months in prison. People beware. This is a concern for people going to the UAE, that particularly that there can be, people's sexuality is not respected if they're homosexual. Is that an issue?
I haven't heard about that now in Ras Al Khaimah. I don't know if it's going to be any different to the other Emirates, with Dubai and Qatar, and that, you know, during the World Cup where, you know, people were able to travel, that there was nobody arrested or anything like that. But I haven't heard now, to be honest, if Ras Al Khaimah is any different from that perspective.
And what about the consumption of alcohol, which is something a lot of Irish people like to do when they're on holidays?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably similar to the other Emirates. I know, for instance, that restaurant I did check, and that does serve alcohol, but a lot of people will drink and eat in their hotels. All-inclusive hotels are probably what most people tend to go for, and they're certainly the best value. There's a huge amount of five-star all-inclusive resorts. Again, as a really good value, you know. Some of them, like the Rixas Spa Al Bahar, I was looking at that up. It has 14 different restaurants to choose from, loads of different bars. So I suggest if people are going, that's probably, you know, the option to go down, to go for an all-inclusive resort. And obviously then you can, if you want to go out, venture off, or you can. But it's like some of the restaurants will serve alcohol, some probably won't. So again, it's just, it depends on where you're staying.
Listener says, went to Ras Al, what do I pronounce it? Ras Al Khaimah. Yeah, a couple of times. Beautiful place, but can't be compared to Dubai for quality and things to do and see. Most of the holiday makers there were Arab expats. So how expensive is it to get there? Because Dubai, Qatar, those places, you can fly there probably around the same price as a transatlantic flight, but it's very expensive when you're there, isn't it?
Well, this is where I suppose the value comes in. The cost of living is a lot lower than Dubai. And like, you've got double daily flights with Emirates, so it's very easily accessible. A lot of the hotels will give you free airport transfers if you stay 5 nights or more. So that's a big selling point. I kind of had a quick look. Again, I went down that sort of all-inclusive route, the five-star luxury hotels, but obviously there are cheaper. And really, throughout winter, it's a really good winter sun destination, actually, because, you know.
What sort of price is, Sarah?
$1,500 per person based on two sharing. For that five-star all-inclusive, your flights, transfers, all your meals, drinks and everything. And that was, as I said, there'll be cheaper hotels as well. There's a good deal I found for February midterm break for a family of $4,500 for 2 plus 2. $7,000 for 2 plus 3 in a two-bed suite. But again, five-star luxury, all your meals, all your drinks, flights, transfers, everything included. So for that kind of standard, when you look at these hotels on TripAdvisor, you know, the Waldorf Astoria, all these really, really big hotels, they're trying to compare the price and that compared to, the, you know, somewhere else. That's where I think the real value is.
Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie. Thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.